am here, first of all, because I want to share with you some of the things that I have seen in abortion clinics across the country. And together, we can look at abortion for what it is, face the truth for what it is, and lead our country away from death and back into life. As I've become Catholic, other friends around me are considering, and just last year, another friend became Catholic. The church is getting full. More people are coming in. Praise God. But a place to start my story would be just a few months ago, back in the springtime. It was a beautiful summer day in Los Angeles. I was at a church near to UCLA giving a pro-life talk. And in the middle of my talk, this woman walked in, like very tall, thin, blonde woman, and she's holding this little dog, and she walks into the back of the room, and she leans against the wall and looks at me like she doesn't like what I'm saying. And I remember thinking maybe her car broke down or something bad happened to her. You know, she's late. Well, anyways, I'll just keep giving my little talk. So after I was done talking, she came up to me and she shook my hand and she said that she was a member of the board of Planned Parenthood National and that she had heard that I was going to be speaking and she had to stop by. And I said, well, oh, nice to meet you. Because as many of you know, Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion clinic. They do over 300,000 abortions a year. They kill more unborn children than any other business in the United States. And she said, I have to give you some advice. Because I think you have a future ahead of you, but no one will take you seriously if you don't listen to this advice. And I said, okay, well, what is that? And she said, don't say pro-abortion. Say pro-choice. Because I've been saying pro-abortion in my talk. And I said, okay, well, what's so wrong about saying pro-abortion? What's so wrong with abortion? And she said, it's just a very hard decision, that's why. It's just offensive, that's why. And I said, well, why is abortion offensive? And she said, well, it's just a very hard decision. That's why I say pro-choice. And I said, well, what's so hard to decide about abortion? And she said, it just is. And we went in circles a few times, and I quickly realized that no matter how many times I asked the question, what's so wrong with abortion, she would never be able to answer. Because if this board member of Planned Parenthood looked at this question and answered it, she'd be looking straight on her entire life's contradiction. That while she was advocating for women and the rights of women, women's freedom, she was also advocating for the killing of millions of tiny women, little women in the womb every year, and millions of tiny little men. I hope and I pray for this woman that someday she'll face head on the truth about abortion and that she'll see it for what it is and that she'll leave Planned Parenthood, she'll leave the abortion business and become part of the culture of life. And there's hope for her, and there's hope for anyone. Has anyone heard of Abby Johnson from Texas? Go Abby! Abby was the director of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Texas. For over 5 years she worked there. And she left and returned to the Catholic faith, actually, but she left the clinic saying that she couldn't be a part of it anymore. She couldn't be a part of selling abortions, exploiting women, and killing innocent human beings, but she had to leave. I pray, and if we pray, there will be many more Abbeys, and there will be many more people that leave the abortion business, the industry, the way of life, and come to the culture of life. What is Planned Parenthood? What's so bad about Planned Parenthood? Well, Planned Parenthood, I'm very familiar with because they are the biggest abortion business in the nation. They do more abortions than any other business. Not only that, but they're the biggest political proponent, the biggest lobbyist group in the United States and working feverishly abroad in Latin American countries, in African nations, to export the abortion ideology, to send abortion and create abortion clinics and abortion rights in other countries. That's why they are such a formidable foe in the United States. And by the way, as they do this work, their money not only comes from doing abortions, but their money comes from our federal government and from state and local governments. So they're being propped up by tax money of people that might even be pro-life to do this work, to export abortion. That wasn't the first time I'd interacted with Planned Parenthood when I talked to this board member. The reason that she came up to me is because of investigative work that I've been involved in for the past 3, now even 4 years. My freshman year at UCLA, I was a college freshman, I was involved in the pro-life group, I'd been pro-life for a long time, but I had been doing a lot of research research about abortion, and many of you might be familiar with different issues, but I found some really startling things. For instance, I found a study from 2002 where they did a series of phone calls to abortion clinics, and they had an actor pose as a 13-year-old girl on these phone calls, and she told the abortionist on the other line or the counselor, you know, I'm only 13, what do I do? Basically reporting her pregnancy from a much older man, a situation of statutory rape or sexual abuse. And in 91% of the clinics, over 800 clinics that this project called, they found that the Planned Parenthood employee said, we don't care. We don't want to know. Just come in for the secret abortion. We won't report it to Child Protective Services or to parents like we're required by the law to do so. Just come in for the abortion and no one will ever know. So being a college freshman and reading about some of this work, I wanted to find out, was it really happening in clinics near me? Could I get this on tape, possibly? Is there a way to document this in a visual way? Because I don't know about you, but I am on YouTube and Facebook a lot, sometimes too much, and the internet is a way to reach people. Videos now, there's a democracy here because we can put up videos that the mainstream media won't censor. So I was thinking maybe we could get video footage of some of these abuses that I've been reading about, these things. So with my friend James O'Keefe, has anyone heard of the Acorn scandal? Yes, that was James. James did this undercover investigation into Acorn, exposing abuse. Anyways, he made Time's top 9 scandal list, I think, of the year. But my first investigation I did with him, we went to a Planned Parenthood clinic just 5 miles away from my dorm, my college dorm, and I put an old camcorder. We've gotten a little more professional since then with police quality undercover equipment and things like that. But at the time, it was an old camcorder and an audio recorder in my purse, and I decided to pose as a 15-year-old girl and to go into the clinic and see what they would tell me, what they would say when I told them that my boyfriend was much older, and what would they do for me. So I went to this abortion clinic. It's on 3rd Street, which is this beautiful area in Los Angeles, but right above the coffee shop in one of the 2-story buildings is a Planned Parenthood surgical abortion clinic. They're doing abortions there while people shop. And I went there, I was 5 miles away from school, walked up into the elevator, went up to the 2nd floor. The elevator opened, and I remember being startled. I'm dressed up as a little 15-year-old, but being startled looking in onto this clinic at all the women sitting in the waiting room. Some of them looking very sad, one of them looking about to cry, some of them looking aimlessly at magazines or at the television that was blaring, waiting for their abortion appointments. And I remember looking at these women and thinking that when I looked at them, I wasn't just looking at one life, but I was looking at 2 lives. And on that day, one of those lives was scheduled to be aborted, to be killed. And on the wall of the clinic, it said Esperanza, or hope in Spanish. And I remember thinking, this must be the most hopeless place in all of Los Angeles. So I buzzed the door to get into the waiting room to talk to the clinician standing at the counter in the waiting room. And I walked up to the counter and I said, I'm 15, you know, can I talk to somebody? And she must have known what I was up to. She must have seen a lot of young girls coming in because she said, oh yeah, just wait a second. And then she invited me behind the counter and she said, okay, what's going on? And I said, well, I'm only 15 and he's a lot older. What do I do? Any teacher or health professional is required by law to take this seriously, to ask follow-up questions, make a report ultimately. This is abuse. This is unhealthy. But instead she said, oh, okay. I said, he's 24. You know, what do I do? She said, you know what? Just figure out a birth date that works on the paperwork. Lie on the paperwork. Say you're older than you really are. No one will know about this boy, this man, and no one will know about your secret abortion. That was my first bit of advice at a Planned Parenthood clinic, instructing me to break the law ultimately, to lie about my age so that they wouldn't have to report it. That wasn't the first clinic we went to that day. At the 2nd clinic, it got even worse. I went down and sat with the manager here. Not only did she not blink an eye about the age difference, didn't care, said she'd, you know, bypass the law, get the secret abortion, but she gave me her advice. And this is the standard counseling. This is a taste of the counseling that Planned Parenthood says gives to millions of women in America because they serve millions of women. They counsel millions of women to make appropriate choices about their health. This is the sort of thing they're saying. So I sat down and she gave me her advice. She said, you know what, when I was 15, I got pregnant. And I said, oh, really? You know, because I'm in there as a 15-year-old pregnant girl. I said, really? Well, what did you do? And she said, well, you know, I had my baby. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, she's undercover too, you know, pro-life counseling at Planned Parenthood. And I said, really? You know, I didn't say that, but I said, really? Well, you know, do you regret it? And she said, you know what? If I could do it again, I would do it very differently. If I could do it again, I would not continue the pregnancy. And I have two kids now, 16 and 17. That was the advice at the second clinic. The first clinic, break the law, lie about your age. The second clinic, I wish I had aborted my baby, my son, who's now 16 or 17. I wish I could go back in time, and I wish I had aborted him.